the countryside, here and elsewhere. Since I was a child, I have always wanted to live in big cities. But in reality, I think I've always actually loved the countryside. This contradiction probably has something to do with my childhood. Until I was 15 years old, I had lived my whole life in a small village. With only 8,000 people, everyone knew everyone. We all went to the same schools, the Jacques Prévert Nursery School, the Victor Hugo Primary School, and the Léon Blum Secondary School. I would take the same shortcut to school every morning, through the fields behind the church. Not much to see but wheat fields and cows. More cows than people. The climate was nothing special either. The land was flat, no real mountains or even hills. It wasn't very cold, but the skies were often grey, and it rained a lot. In that sense, I guess I have more in common with those across the channel than people in Japan who, wherever you go, tend to enjoy four very distinct seasons. In Japan, everyone talks about my country for its wine, but where I grew up, we couldn't grow grapes. Instead, we grow barley and hops and make beer. Lots of different beers, like our Belgian neighbors. People often think, because of its grey skies and thick dialect, my home is not very welcoming. But in fact, we have a saying that goes, our people have the sun in their hearts that they don't have outside. Anyway, when I was young, I was easily excited and wanted to know more about the world. I was distracted at home and at school. So, when I was 7 years old, the local doctors recommended to my parents that I be disciplined through learning a martial art. So, I began judo. I loved it and kept doing it for 10 years, even qualifying as a referee. Because it was a very Japanese sport, I had to learn a lot of terminology that was very different to my mother tongue. But because I had a purpose, learning those Japanese terms was fun too. And to me, Japan was the image of a very metropolitan, very city environment. So I chose to make it my third foreign language at high school. In my country, you have to learn a foreign language at primary school, usually English. But you also have to learn another foreign language from secondary school. I first chose German, because it was the language of the country closest. But there was also another language option, only taught in the city near my hometown, Japanese. I saw this as my opportunity and convinced my parents that I really wanted to learn it. The Japanese I had begun to learn through judo became my ticket to the big city. This would change my life forever. After graduating and entering a university, I came to Japan for the first time at the age of 20. Despite having wanted to live in a city and having images of Shibuya and Shinjuku and Akiba, when I first arrived in Japan, it was in Jigoro Kano's homeland. It surprised me that I was more drawn to the history of where I lived and not the potential attractions. This interest in history, though, would help me connect better with the local people than I might have imagined.